Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Hey, babe, guess what day it is?
What day?
Hump day!
Stop.
Sorry, if you guys don't remember that commercial, my age is showing.
Oh, goodness.
Welcome back,
gracious.
Everyone. We are so excited to be devoting ourselves to the Lord with you. We are in day four of our Bible app plan called The Fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
If you want to follow along, there's a link in the description of this podcast. I'm going to be reading the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the devotional. Then we'll just kick it off. But there are three scriptures, and I already read them, and I'm like, oh, wow, I love all these, so I'm going to read them all.
Perfect.
The first one is Psalms 37, verse 7, and I'm reading all of them from the New Living Translation. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Proverbs 11, verse 17. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. And James 3, verse 13. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom.
So good. The devotional today is on patience, kindness, and goodness. And it starts with a quote from Robin Meadows that says, patience is waiting without complaining.
Okay, well, there's that.
My goodness gracious, just starting off strong. Okay, you guys, patience is exhibiting calmness during the midst of stressful situations. It's showing empathy towards others when they are not doing things to our standard. Patience is produced when we support the growth in others as they are on their own journey in life. It's not getting easily disgruntled when a delay occurs that won't matter in 10 years, let alone 10 days.
Amen.
Patient people don't become easily annoyed, agitated, nor do they show intolerance.
Should we just stop there?
It's a good one. All right, moving on to kindness. Kindness is being genuinely kind to anyone and everyone. It assumes that all people deserve kindness no matter the differences, viewpoints, or cultures. Kindness celebrates others and serves when there is a need. It looks out for the well-being of others and shows compassion when needed. It assists others and shows courtesy and benevolence to everyone. Kind people do not display animosity, ill will, or envy towards others. Goodness. Goodness is truly desiring to help others. It doesn't approach or entertain sin. Goodness does the right thing and challenges other people to do the same, even if the conversation is uncomfortable. It is decent, honest, moral, honorable, virtuous, and full of integrity. Good people don't just do the right thing, they make things right.
Wow, that last sentence was so powerful.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and in the same way that yesterday, I feel like I learned so much and I felt convicted by so much. Shout out to yesterday's title. Well, that was convicting.
It was.
I feel like this is going to be like, well, that was also convicting.
also.
I mean, as Tori was reading those, I mean, I don't know how you are feeling, but at the bottom of the devotional, there's this section that says reflect. Does anything about the descriptions of patience, kindness, or goodness encourage or challenge you? And it did both for me.
Same.
It encouraged me to want to do better, but it challenged me to say, oh, wow, Chad, you do get easily agitated and you do get impatient, easy, even with the people that you most love. Like, it's pretty easy to get annoyed with people you don't know because you're just like, you don't know them. You don't know what they're going through. But obviously, if you have a friend who's going through a hard time, you're going to be more patient with them because, you know, well, hopefully you will be.
Yeah.
But, you know, this thing is just exposing me for sure in a good way.
The same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you all feeling?
How do you guys feel? Let us know. We actually really do love like talking to you guys about these because we're in this together. I mean, we're doing these devotionals and being convicted and encouraged just as hopefully you guys are as you're listening. And I mean, each and every one of them, I feel like we could talk about for 10 minutes, but I'm with you in the sense of, I said this yesterday and I'll say it again today. I want to print out these definitions because I feel like it hasn't been like put this way for me, like just so
simply and bluntly,
simply and like practically.
Yeah.
You know, like in some of those descriptions, it's like, oh, practically, that's what it looks like in my life. Like, this is how I should handle this certain situation when living in the fruits of the Spirit. And here's the thing, you guys, definitions are great and they're helpful, but we can't live in these definitions if we're not living in the Spirit. Like, the fruit of the Spirit and the way we are able to live out these definitions is by making sure that we're spending time with the Lord, being transformed, and inviting the Holy Spirit to like be a part of our daily lives.
Yeah, babe, I think that's a great point because it honestly makes me think of like a personal trainer in a gym. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're looking to train in something specifically, it's helpful to have a trainer that can help you work through the hard stuff and help you teach you to do what's right and help you stop doing what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And even when you stop working out with that trainer, you know right from wrong in terms of like working out because you've trained with them and you've been taught the right way to do things and you can fall upon that. But if you are like Tori and I and feeling convicted by yesterday's devotional and this one on patience, kindness, and goodness, and it's like, wow, we need to be reading the Bible and checking in with the Holy Spirit, checking in with the Lord and like getting trained to walk this out. Because it's just like, imagine you've never worked out a day in your life and you go into the gym. It's going to be so overwhelming.
Yeah.
You're not going to know what to do for what muscle group, for what thing. Mm-hmm. But we need to be actively preparing because I love what it said at the very bottom. It says this, good people don't just do the right thing. They make things right, which shows that there's like a response happening to something that's wrong.
Right.
And typically when you go to the gym, you're going there to fix something. There's an active intentionality there. Mm-hmm. And we need to not just be like, oh, well, I'm a Christian, so I'm going to go to church on Sundays and I'm going to do this and I'm just going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to make things right. I'm going to be actually proactive, intentional in my life so I can be the same way for my neighbor's life and their neighbor's life and love people the correct way. But I can only do that when I've been trained in the right way. You ready to pray so now?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you today in awe and wonder of the fact that every day we get to learn more about you, more about your Spirit, and you can continually sanctify us and purify us and transform us, Lord. We thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can walk in that authority, that we can walk in the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, would you continue to point things out in our lives, Lord, to convict us when we aren't living in the way that would honor you, Lord. We want these fruits to be magnified in our lives, Lord. Would we continue to fix our eyes on you, fix our eyes on the things that are pure and lovely and good. Lord, would you remind us of your fruits throughout our day today, Lord, when we're getting easily frustrated or life just hits us, Lord, would you remind us of this devotional? Lord, those simple little whispers that you are so good about, Lord, would you give us that today? Would you just remind us of your goodness? Would you remind us if we're getting aggravated with people that you love them and we're called to love them, Lord? And so we thank you. We thank you that we get to do this, Lord. We thank you that we get to do this together, that we get to hold each other accountable. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing, Lord. So right now we're just going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer. And Chad and I are going to be praying in agreement with them.
Rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Are you getting worked up over there?
No, my eyelash was like poking my eyeball.
I thought you were wiping away a tear. I was like, wow, that was a really sweet moment. Oh,
I'm sorry, babe.
Now it's just an eyelash. Okay. Yeah, but I loved what you prayed, babe, because it was just such a great reminder that we need the Lord to give us those promptings to live out the way he's called us to live. Because left to our own devices, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, no, we can't.
We can't, absolutely. We can't,
yeah. We can't have these fruits unless the Holy Spirit is active in our lives. I mean,
without the Lord, we're just messy. But with the Lord...
Oh, I see where you're going with
this. What are we?
His masterpiece.
We're his masterpiece. We love y'all.
And we'll be talking to y'all tomorrow.
Sayonara.